The Treasury Department announced it was easing oil sanctions on Russia, which will help Russia fund its war in Ukraine, as you know. Why is the Trump administration helping Russia in this moment?
Oh, I wouldn't characterize it that way. I have to push back on that premise.
Well, how else could you characterize easing oil sanctions?
It's a 30-day pause to allow, which is just kind of common sense, to allow the millions and millions of barrels of oil that are sitting out on ships to go to Indian refineries. I just laid out the tough actions the Trump administration has taken to reduce their revenue. But at the end of the day, Kirsten, this is going to be a temporary issue. This is going to be, looks like a bit of short-term pain for the long-term gain of Iran no longer being able to hold the world's energy supplies hostage. We have taken out that capability, but it also speaks to why President Trump's energy agenda has been so important. He calls it drill, baby, drill. This is unleashing American oil and gas. We now have it coming in from Venezuela. We have other diversified supplies for both our European and our Asian allies. This whole strategy of Iran shooting in all direction at their neighbors and at our allies is absolutely backfiring on them.
Yeah, and just to button it, I mean, Russia will be getting that money as it wages this war in Ukraine. But let me just ask you this critical final question. More than 170
They're no longer
people.
Getting drones or no longer getting ballistic missiles.
All right.
And at the end of the day, we're going to drive a deal to end that war.